failure is, in common sense, something wrong, but in broadly speaking, it is very good for us. Because failure is failure is simultaneously success. Success. Failure is development and growth. Because failure and success all return to anyway, functioning or working, the aura melted away into toward working and creating new things. That is called development. Okay? So development comes from not only the success, we believe. Okay? Total development or growth comes from, anyway, total dynamic working. Into which failure, success are melted away. And then development comes up. This is called emptiness. It's an emptiness. So emptiness is not pessimistic. Or zero, we say zero. Or energy, we can say. But it is a zero, but simultaneously something happens. That's why end is a beginning. Terminal station is anywhere beginning of life. You can go any place. Well, so, and also we can experience that practice anyway in our everyday life. For this is called shamatha and vipassana. Okay? Vipassana. And that is really great for us. Through the sweeping the floors and the grounds, anyway, you can do it. Just to concentrate, make your mind calm, and simultaneously making your mind calm is to see clearly, simultaneously, the end of the human world, edge of the human world, complete beyond your perception, is simultaneously. The beginning of the shamatha is simultaneously end of the human world. Okay. So you can touch it, complete. That's why if you do Zazen very naturally, it's developed. Your life is very developing, very much. You don't know when your life is developing. We don't know. But constantly developing, anyway. And growing. It's really true. Physically and mentally, it's growing. But if you see, if you practice it, always there is a something extra, so-called dirty water there. So that's why you don't feel good. Dirty water, behind the dirty water, there is a still total dynamic working there. I always say, climbing the mountain, you know. Mountain itself is beautiful, constantly beautiful. Okay? But when you start to climb the mountain, it's really dirty water there. Hard work, easy work, risk in your life. And then many questions comes up. Why do you have to climb the mountain? Risk in your life, it's ridiculous for you. But you cannot stop it. So what make you, what causes you to climb the mountains? You don't know.
Of course, there is your effort, but not your effort is nothing but the showing the just your back, the back of your life. Next moment, you don't know. That is nothing but the front of your life. So finally, you don't know. Finally, what you have to do is, I just find the mind. That is just moving, functioning. Then when you function it, very naturally there is lots of dirty water. You can stir up the water. So-called hard work, boiling, hatred, many things comes up. And then most people quit. But forgetting that behind those dirty water, still there is a fish which is vividly swimming there. Presence of fish there. That is beauty of the mountain there. Later, Dogen Zenji mentioned like that. So, that's why for this, anyway, we have to practice like this. You have to see the back of skin, but simultaneously, there is a universe. Okay? Your skin, your body is universe. So constantly, you have to work on working on this. How? Zazen is typical, simple practice for us. Then you can practice also in your everyday life.
What do you mean by time?
Time. What do you want to know there about time?
It seems like every time you use it, I always.
What time?
I have no sense of what it is, and especially when you talk about the intersection of time and space. Mm-hmm. You didn't talk about that today, but when you said time, it sort of brought that up for me, and I always have trouble figuring out what that means. Because I don't understand the use of the word time.
Well, in common sense, maybe you can see the 12 hours, you know, mm-hmm. 24 hours, this is also time.
Yeah.
Okay. In a common sense, at that time, we believe that time is going through the past to the present to the future. This is our common sense. There's a time. And also, that time is always alive within your life, physically or mentally. Do you understand? Your skin, your nose, in each pore, anywhere, working where? In the time process. You understand? And also your thought, your understanding, your feeling, your emotions, always working in the process of time. Alright?
Time in past, present, and future?
Yeah.
Okay.
Past, present, future. Apparently, we live conspicuously, or we live always in time process. Okay, it's very clear, very clear. But as a teaching, we say cause and effect. Here's a cause and effect. Cause and effect, like this. That is always, so we see the human life in time process. That is called teaching of causation. But still there is something more than teaching of causation that is so-called space. You know? Space means the place, the point you occupy right now, right here. Okay? Right now, right here is, you have right now, right here. Tape recorder has right now, right here, which it exists. Okay? So everyone has right now, right here. So it's still always right now, a thousand million right now, right here exist. All space, in space, okay? You understand? Yeah. And then if you see this, right now, right here, in terms of time process, all are connected to each other. And then in one line, straight line, from the past to the present, future, you know. But in space, in term of space, it's scattered, just a scattered, you know, all over there. Okay? Do you understand? Right now, right here, right now, right here. All things.
This is where I start to get lost.
That is a space. So, you know, trees and birds are separate, you know, separate and simultaneously we are connected in the space. So, in the time is, that's why time is, in common sense, 12 hours, in a sense. And it is going from through the past to the present to the future. And also, if you see time more clearly, more in more detail, that time is called moment. Right. Moment. Mm-hmm. So your life, your skin is going metabolically, metabolic, you know, that is, you can see your life, your skin in time process. So every moment your skin is working. So, but that moment is a very, very moment, shortest period of moment, shortest moment, I don't know, he knows. Shortest moment. Shortest time. It's anyway, moment is the shortest time. Okay? But that time process consists of many, many, myriad of moments. Okay? So in a second, we can see there are many moments there. That is a time. That is completely beyond concept of the past, present, future. That moment is always moving in all directions. Not only the a certain process, so called from the past to the present to the future. No. This is also idea, understanding of time.
And you say many moments, you mean like Bonnie's moment, and Roger's moment, and your moment, and my moment?
Sure,
my
moment.
Is that what you mean by many moments?
Many moments.
Everybody's present?
Everybody present in the moment that the microphone exists. The presence of microphone is based on the moment, okay? We can understand it, alright? But still, there are lots of moments we don't understand. Within a single moment, you can understand. Okay? Still, you don't know. So, one moment consists of 60 or 70 instances. Anyway. So, if you hear this sound, so called moment, you already missed lots of moments. This is also a moment. Okay?
You mean you miss lots of moments because you're paying attention to that
Your consciousness anyway, they pay attention to this sound. Okay? And then we say moment. But that moment is already that moment has a long length and big the white. Okay? Because this sound has to reach to your nose, you know? Like this. But we say moment, but I don't know. It is not shortest moment, shortest time. So shortest time is what? 60 moment you have missed. The moment when you listen to this moment, okay, you already have missed 60 instances within it.
Instance
means a moment, anyway.
Not instant.
Instant.
Could you describe space again?
A place, you sit there, that is a place, space.
So are you saying that that's a form of time?
Yeah, this is time. You are in that space, you are thinking. That is a time. Okay? You are thinking and analyzing, synthesizing, and you see me, and etc., and you judge it, etc. So that is a time.
Okay? So what is the intersection of time and space?
Intersection of time and space is reality. You live in. You cannot separate. This is time, this is space. You cannot separate. So that is in other words, you exist there, that place. Okay? Simultaneously, you cannot see it. You exist there, but you cannot exist there because time is going. Now, according to the space, you exist there. It's clear. But in time's process, you don't exist because you have to go anyway. So always there is something there, but something not there. That is the intersection. Always happens. That's why life has beginning and end, but there is no beginning and end. That is an eternal life. That is a space. But so that's eternal life is where? Is there something special beyond your that place you sit down there? No. It's there. That is a time, anyway. So you are there, but you are not there. That is the intersection of time and space. That's why always all become a sakrin, anyway, melted away into something, okay? And then grow something. So if everything becomes zero, it doesn't matter, you know, just live there, you know, without any rules, etc. But next moment it appears. That is the end of something has been melted away into something, okay? And then simultaneously it happens. I told you terminal stations. Terminal station in the beginning.
So what happens when you try to become conscious of the moment?
That is focus on the moment, then naturally you awaken the body mind. So called body mind, seeking mind. Because you have to live there. So question comes up, how we should live.
the total dynamic working happens without inserting consciousness, right? Or
but beyond consciousness. Beyond consciousness anyway. Total dynamic working is there, but it's very difficult to see the total dynamic working. That's why total dynamic appears as a consciousness. That's it.
But that's after.
Mm-hmm. No, not after. Simultaneously, consciousness appears. But if you say the after, I think that is already you think that the total dynamic working. In relationship between a total dynamic working and consciousness in time process. But it's not time process, it's simultaneously there. Total dynamic working functioning with all beings. Okay? That's why Dogen Zenji mentioned the entire universe.
But when you, but what I'm saying is when you're thinking of that, it's already happened.
Yeah, already happened because all the entire world means entire universe, so-called in total dynamic working means that which media beings exist in peace and harmony. That's it. And then, at that time, myriad beings must relate with each other in order to notice, in order to realize what each individual entity is. Okay? So very natural, all beings exist. That is entire whole world, entire universe. Entire universe means all beings exist anyway, okay? But that is an idea, very still idea, so next moment how entire whole world exists. That's why we say the total dynamic working, okay? So total dynamic working and the entire whole world means each individual must relate with others. Okay? Otherwise, function doesn't come into exist. You know.
And then what happens? Is it imbalance?
And then that is called, we say consciousness, mind. We have to contact with the other, and then that is called dualistic world comes up. Okay? That is called mind. We say mind. Very basically, we have a mind, or the all sentient beings are mind, or mind only, we say so. Okay? That means basically all sentient beings exist in the entire universe. How they are connected to each other. In order to know each individual is, what each individual is. That is a basic. Okay? So that is temporarily called mind. We say mind. Mind only. So mind only, the idea of mind only means basically everything is connected. So in the other teaching is dependent coordinations, something like this. Conditions are connected. And conditions produce something. Okay. Anyway, that is a basic. So everything is connected. That's very difficult to understand the basic, the relation between, among the each individual entities, you know, atoms itself. That's why we have to see it through phenomenal world, you know, so-called relationship between I and tree. That is so-called temporal, we call consciousness. So through this consciousness, we have to know more basic nature of the mind, consciousness. That is called mind only. Open to everything. That is the basic nature of existence.
Does the practice help one become aware of the ten directions?
Mm-hmm.
The ten directions, I'm curious, is that in space and time?
Space and time.
But are we mostly aware of only a couple of those directions?
No. All directions. All directions.
Like linear time, would that be one direction?
The ten direction means maybe up there, northwest and southeast, and up, down, I forgot the city. Anyway, in Buddhism we say ten. North, west, north, south, east, west, up, down,
in between each one, northwest, northeast, southwest, southeast.
Right. And up and down. And I forgot anyway.
That's it.
That's a ten already. 14 directions.
So, 10 directions means eternal, many directions. Okay?
About those space and time interconnection in between, the physics, they teach the plot time and space in this way. And you are one point. In the next moment, you are not. So like each event, the person or tree or everything, occupy each point.
Mm-hmm.
And person tend to think you are a person who are looking at those coordinates, but usually you are just a point, and sometimes just you can draw the line of yourself, but no, it's called world line or something in the physics. I hate to help revision things from the physics, but
yeah, that's true. So life at the intersection means a kind of events, you know. Life is kind of events which happen at the intersection. Event, do you understand event?
Mm-hmm.
Not the kind of a result. Not a result, event. Event is always something alive. Something happens always. Okay? So appears, disappears, and happens always. That is something which happens at the intersection, not only in the time process only.
Is that part of cause and effect?
Yeah, cause and effect.
But
including.
Including cause and effect.
And beyond cause and effect too.
Right.
Because it's events. In time process there is an event based on time causations, cause and effect, cause and effect. There is an event, but simultaneously, event appears, next moment disappears. We don't know where it goes.
Or creates a new effect. Right?
Huh?
Creates a new effect, right?
New effect, new effect.
So it becomes a cause. Right?
So cause and create an effect, and the effect becomes cause, new cause, and new cause if create a new effect, anywhere like that.
Mm-hmm.
So constantly going.
So I sort of don't get these questions that ask about being separate from cause and effect. Like, what's the story about Yaki Jomi, the fox?
That's a big good question. It's a long story. That's pretty good. Yes, pretty good. You should think about that. If you're interested in that story, that's pretty good. So you should study that one. Your whole life. It's a very interesting point here.
Oh, quick question about the mindfulness. Is there something called mindfulness in thinking? Not only action and doing something?
Yeah. Including the thinking is also action. So mindfulness, the definition of the mindfulness is not to forget Dharma. That is the definition of mindfulness. And shamatha, definition of shamatha and samadhi is to dwell in Dharma. Do you understand the difference between shamatha, jhana, meditation, samadhi, and also mindfulness?
Okay.
Well, idealistically, okay? And idealistically, if you want to know definition of mindfulness, it is not to forget Dharma. Mm-hmm. So you have to move toward Dharma in many ways, constantly. But very often you are very often backsliding anyway. So that's where we need that practice of mindfulness.
Mm-hmm.
But jhana, samadhi, is to dwell in, to be present constantly there. That is jhana. Jhana and the samadhi. You say shamatha. Okay.
There's something you said this morning, and now I don't even know if I understand it well enough to ask the question. The word might have been shamatha, I don't know, but you used one Japanese word, and then you said that was right on the edge of human something. And I don't remember human or something. Like
human life.
Human life, you said, where one ended, right on that edge, this other one.
Beginning.
And I didn't understand how you were using human life, and I don't understand the other word you used.
Why? Because we don't understand how we connect between the universe and the human world. That's why temporarily I say so. But actually there is no partition, you know, between universe and also phenomenal world.
You didn't mean death.
No, it's of course. So according to common sense, there is a death, beginning and the end.
Mm-hmm.
Life is always beginning and the end. But simultaneously, within the beginning of end and end of the human life, still there is no beginning and no end of the human life. You understand? Even though you don't experience, we hope. We cannot ignore that eternal life.
I guess I was thinking you meant something about every moment. There is human world, and then right on the edge of that is some other way of being in every moment. But that isn't what you mean.
Every moment, in a moment, there is a beginning and the end, but simultaneously, moment extend to every direction. So, no beginning of my end.
So, is that the same as life and death?
Oh, life and death. That is a time In time process, time always has the beginning and end. Simultaneously, it's not an end. So strictly speaking, end and beginning is no end and no beginning. Because moment is, real moment has no sense of its wide length. If you see the moment which has its own wide and length, that is the idea of moment. That is just like a dot. But a real moment cannot draw as a dot. So, appear moment appears, next moment it doesn't appear. It disappears. So appear, disappear. That simultaneous that happens. And then disappear is gone. No. New things. So that is a moment. So very quick. Very quick. So through the naked eye we can see it. That is a moment. Okay. So, but anyway, moment is appearing, disappearing. Now from this point, anyway, moment has its own beginning, its beginning and end. Strictly speaking, no end, no end, no beginning. Because very quick. And then where it goes, space. It's just like atoms. breaks out. Nucleus. Explosion of nucleus. Huge energy comes out. But it's really this, the nucleus itself is very tiny. But it pulses very big when it swirls. So moment is very tiny. We don't know. But when it swirls, it's huge.
Regarding free will, what you do depends upon the previous efforts you've made, then where does the freedom come in to make an effort that will determine your future?
From where the freedom comes? Freedom comes from your actions. From your actions.
But are your actions determined by previous actions?
Including previous and futures for coming in the action. Because you cannot act without your past. So your action, your doing, related with your past.
Whether or not I make the effort to do zazen depends upon my karma. So you could say that you have no choice to make an effort. That that it will, you either will or you won't, you have no control over that.
In a sense. Mm-hmm. In a sense, no control. That's where you can control. You know. But if you don't control, that's where you can control, you can be grateful. You can make a choice. Basically, no control. Basically, if your life is controlled by something, you cannot control because all they're fixed. You understand? The basic is completely no control, freedom. That is programmatic working. That's where we can make an effort to do something. Do you understand? That is your actions. Your actions. Okay. So within your actions, you can control, you can make effort, but there is, you should understand action with beyond your control. That is called internal world. We say internal world. Or in other words, negative sense, in the negative, if you use a negative sense, that is no effort. You can make an effort, but no effort. Because in other words, experientially speaking, no effort means, aspect of weakness human beings possess. Okay? Weakness means we don't know what's going on there. Weakness. Because it's broad, you don't know. But on the other hand, in terms of your effort, you can make, you have made, it's very clear, so it makes you strong, you know. You know, according to the Diamond Sutra, we say, awaken the mind without abiding anything. So, awakening the mind means mind is always appearing. Means our life. Making effort. Make a choice of your life. So doing. So everything clear. So that makes you strong. By your effort, it makes your life strong. But on the other hand, we don't know. Your effort is right or wrong. We don't know. Because your effort, what you have made, is completely melted away into total quality, so-called zero. And that time, we don't know. What is the right effort is. So that is a negative. So called no effort. That makes you a little bit shaky, restless, because it's vast. You don't know what's going on here. So even though you say, I am stronger, by Zazen Ajahn, believe you. So it doesn't. If you are very strong, you will become very calm. You know? But while you are backing out, it means you are weak. Because you have to show the strong side of your life in office. I am clear, I am strong. So you have to show or concentrate. Because you want to depend on that side.